Is the Central African Republic following the way of Somalia? Government red tape stalls an outreach effort in Rwanda, and a ministry breaks ground in more than one way in Liberia. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Rebels have a tight grip on the Central African Republic. Several nations have cut off aid to the CAR. This no man's land could attract terrorists for refuge. Sound like Somalia? Open Doors USA has workers in the CAR. They're seeing the country follow Somalia's model since the CAR government was overthrown by Seleka rebels back in March. A new government was established and is mostly controlled by the Seleka. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says,
"We hope this does not turn into a wild state, a gangster state, a jungle, to turn into another Somalia."
International and Christian aid groups are pulling out for safety. The same thing happened in Somalia.
Many Christian aid workers in Somalia have been killed over the years, and that, of course, hurts the people who need your relief products the most.
Open Door says Christians feel targeted by the rebels. The CAR hasn't made it on the world watch list for persecution, but that's only a matter of time.
I would think that Central African Republic would move up the list next year, so we pray that that won't happen.
Meanwhile, Rwandan authorities are barring a missionary couple's work because of visa issues. Chris and Fiona Tyrell with Africa Inland Mission had already started ministering to a marginalized people group in Rwanda. They were teaching ESL and chronological Bible storytelling. But the government found a problem with the Tyrell's visa, and now they can't work until the visa's approved. Pray for the Lord to resolve the situation. This is Mission Network News. The Ivory Coast has a history of civil war and Muslim uprisings. The major rebellion was 10 years ago, and it tore the country at the seams. Things have settled down on the surface, but David Shibley with Global Advance says churches in the Ivory Coast tend to feel the backlash.
Many of the churches are far smaller than they were 10 years ago. There's been a great amount of despair and disappointment in the nation.
Pastors in the Ivory Coast have an exhausting task to encourage believers in their walk with God. That's why Global Advance is going in next month to run a four-day pastoral training conference. This is a critical time, and church leaders there are seeing revival.
There have been open evangelistic meetings in recent months where many people have made professions of faith in Christ. And so we believe that the tide is turning and that it's now time for us to strengthen the hands of those who are in charge of the movement of the church in that very important nation.
Meanwhile, picture 10 of your closest family members or friends, and now imagine if four of them couldn't get access to clean drinking water. That leads to dehydration, diarrhea, and illness. It's a real problem in Liberia. 40% of the rural population can't easily access clean water. Living Water International was there last weekend to install a well. But before the drill broke ground, the community prayed, recognizing God as our ultimate sustainer. And orphan workers are considered foreign agents in Russia. MNN's Greg Yoder is there with these sneaky Christian workers.
It's not what you might think. Russia Country Director for Orphan Outreach, Lena Vasilyeva, says a new law gave them that title.
Any non-governmental organization that is getting funding from abroad was called a foreign agent.
So far, it's not interfering with their programs. Vasilyeva says Orphan Outreach has staff who visits the orphanages with church and other volunteers to share the gospel, do Bible studies, crafts, and worship. She says orphanage staff miraculously allow it.
Even though they are threatened that they would lose their jobs, their position, they will be fined, they still say, please come and teach our kids about God, because we see that that changes them more than anything else.
Support the work of Orphan Outreach through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, St. Petersburg, Russia.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders is making available the documentary Trafficked. It's an original documentary on human trafficking and helps you understand how you can make a difference. Share it with your church or Bible study. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.